This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Germany is set to shut down the three nuclear power plants it still got online by the end of this year. That's part of Berlin's planned transition to green power, and let's save the debate over whether nuclear belongs in that category for another day. Because I mention it now, because this week German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he might push that shutdown date back just a little bit, given the energy crisis that Europe is having now that Russian supplies of natural gas are suspect at best. Conventional wisdom in the West, as you know, is that Russia's tightening up on gas supplies to Europe, and to Germany in particular, to A, do damage to the German economy, Europe's biggest, and B, sow a little discord among the European allies. Is it working, do you think? From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
As Germany scrambles to conserve its natural gas, many Germans now regret succumbing to the fatal allure of Russian supplies.
They offered very cheap gas prices, and that was very attractive. And this is why we are now in this mess.
German energy expert Claudia Kempfert, who for years, along with the US and some other countries, warned of the dangers of depending on Kremlin-controlled energy.
Germany did not listen. They did their own decisions, and that was wrong.
She's not the only one beating up her country for getting hooked on Russian gas. Mike Taylor of Oxford Analytica says there's real annoyance with Germany among other EU member states.
A lot of annoyance, particularly in Poland. There's a lot of friction between Warsaw and Berlin.
The Poles have long objected to Germany connecting itself umbilically to Russian energy sources.
Yes, they've been saying, what on earth possessed you to commit so much of your gas supply to the Nord Stream pipeline?
The Russians have now cut the flow of their gas through Nord Stream 1 down to 20% of capacity. Speaking to the BBC, Polish Foreign Minister Paweł Jabłonski couldn't resist the temptation to say to Germany, "We told you so."
Some countries have been warning of the situation and have been much better prepared.
Poland has built a pipeline which will start bringing in gas from Norway before the winter. Poland's gas storage facilities are almost full, and Poland's LNG or liquefied natural gas terminal has brought in plentiful supplies from the US and Qatar, something Germany can't do.
Germany neglected the need to build LNG terminals.
Now Germany is rushing to do so and to fill its gas storage tanks, currently less than 70% full. To ease the pressure, Germany eagerly endorsed the agreed plan for EU member states to voluntarily cut their gas consumption by 15%. Claudia Kempfert again.
We need a European solidarity at this time, not only by reducing the gas demand, but also to share the gas which is available over winter time in solidarity.
But reserves of solidarity may be running low. Whether all the member states will be happy to share their gas at the height of winter isn't clear. Paweł Jabłonski says Poland would always be ready to help, but...
We can only regret that the spirit of solidarity wasn't there when decisions of Nord Stream and Nord Stream 2 were being made and then implemented.
There wasn't much solidarity during the debt crisis a decade ago either. Germany lectured its heavily indebted southern European partners, accusing them of gross irresponsibility. Now Germany stands accused of something similar, says Claudia Kempfert.
Now we cannot lecture anybody because we need to get lectured.
And she says it's not entirely clear whether every EU member state would rally to Germany's aid if it ran out of gas.
There are some countries in saying, well, we don't have a solidarity with Germany anymore because they did not treat us well during other crises.
But Germany does have an important factor in its favour. If Putin turns off the tap, Europe's biggest economy will plunge into recession, affecting the rest of the bloc. And that, rather than any genuine sense of solidarity, may unite the EU over energy this winter. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.